Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's video is the second part of a message that I received on October 24th, 2021, while praying in the Spirit. The first part of the message, you can listen to it with my previous video, my last video. I will have the link down below for those of you who have not listened to it. This part of the message, brothers and sisters, once again, I have been getting the most sobering and serious messages from the Lord, true warnings, and they grieve my heart. However, I know that I have to be faithful to put out there what I have heard. So as I read this message, I just ask you all to please seek your own confirmations and ask the Lord for him to give you further wisdom and revelation. Continue to be praying for America. The Lord told me that there is still a sliver of hope. I got that word a couple of weeks ago. Again, that's in another video. You can look for it. It's about America, that there's just a sliver of hope. But brothers and sisters, with the Lord, you know, what seems impossible, the Lord can turn it around. So there's really nothing impossible with the Lord. So please, brothers and sisters, continue to be praying like never before, for our country and for one another. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read this very sobering message. The judgments rise up. They come quickly and swiftly. Only the faithful will remain untouched. All else will be swept away through fire and water, my purifying agents. Sound the alarm, blow the trumpets, for this is near. Warn my people to go into their shelters and to hide while the destruction comes. They will be safe under my wings. They will be supernaturally unharmed like Daniel in the lion's den. There are my few and far between servants who will escape. Most will succumb to the judgments, for they are not walking with me. I wail and weep for what is coming. The delays have come, and now the delays are gone, for I have waited patiently for the cries of my people and have heard very little. The time has come for my recompense. It is right at the door. I have cried before the Father, and he has seen my tears and has brought mercy and patience to the people of the earth. But soon this will be removed, and the hand of wrath will be displayed from one corner of the earth to the other. Soon he will say, "It is done. It is finished." And the old earth will pass away, and he will bring the new heavens and earth into place. This will be a glorious day for all those who are mine, for they will partake in the goodness. No more weeping or sorrow, no more darkness. Satan's kingdom destroyed, and great joy will be heard. And there was a pause, and I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, how much time do we have left?" And this is what I heard. "It is very soon. It is very soon." That was the end of the message, brothers and sisters. So I don't have a time frame for all of this, and the timing in the Lord's eyes versus what we think of time is different. So what is soon could be very soon, like tomorrow, or it could be in the next couple of years. I don't, brothers and sisters, like I said, the Lord doesn't give me exact times. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I was led to Joel 2, 1 through 2 after I got the message, and I'm going to read that to you right now. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come, great and strong, the like of whom have never been, nor will there ever be such after them, even for many successive generations. And then Revelation 21:1 says, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. And then I'm going to end with Revelation 24:4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There will be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.